This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, November 12th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The battle for survival for Christian adoption agencies took a good turn last week. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals issued an emergency order to prevent the state of New York from shutting down the Christian New Hope Adoption Agency over their refusal to place children with people living in unnatural relations with each other, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. The court noted that the state of New York would demonstrate, quote, specific irreparable First Amendment injury, end quote, by enforcement of the regulations. Christian songwriter Keith Getty had strong words to say about contemporary Christian music. He told the Christian Post that many modern songs focus on emotionalism over sound doctrine. His concern is that modern worship songs are earthly and attempting, quote, cultural relevance, end quote. Getty said, quote, it is a de-Christianizing of God's people. It's utterly dangerous. I have no quibbles saying enough is enough. This cannot happen to build an authentic generation, end quote. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15 asks, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. As the New Zealand Parliament prepares to legalize abortion in that country, public opinion is going the other way. Family First in New Zealand reports that 90% of the public submissions from medical doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers were opposed to the legalization of child killing. Only 8% supported the pro-abortion government bill. Almost two-thirds of the submitters were women. Bob McCoskey of Family First said that women are far more likely than men to say that life begins at conception. Plus, as of a month ago, every state in Australia had completed the process of legalizing abortion, and Northern Ireland legalized the killing of children 2 weeks ago. New Zealand was the last of the Western nation states to fold on the matter of child killing. In no uncertain terms, Psalm 2 warns these governments, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. 40% of young adults are smoking marijuana now in the United States. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health just released, the percentage of college students using marijuana has increased almost threefold in just 14 years. Overall, drug overdose deaths in America have increased from 1 per 100,000 in 1970 to 20 per 100,000 in 2016, a factor of 20 times. Proverbs 8 reminds us concerning Christ and his wisdom, all those who hate me love death. Does the Pope deny the deity of Christ, the existence of hell, and the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, according to Eugenio Scalfari, a longtime friend of Pope Francis and frequent papal interviewer, reports CNSnews.com. The Pope has yet to correct these news stories, which have been concerning to some Catholics around the world. As public protest continues against communist control of the nation, a third protester was shot over the weekend in Hong Kong. According to the Heritage Freedom Index, Hong Kong is still considered the most economically free nation in the world, and it has just about the highest Christian population in Asia. Socialism is on the rise in South Korea, with state expenditures rising by 10% in a single year, with an expected 9% increase next year, reports the Yonhap News Agency. Also, South Korea legalized abortion in April of this year. The left-leaning administration of President Moon Jae-in has incorporated more minimum wage hikes and welfare subsidies. However, under the leadership of Pastor Jun Kwang-hoon, a 63-year-old Presbyterian pastor, the New York Times reported on a conservative Christian backlash in South Korea to the recent political trending. The pastor is spearheading large rallies in Seoul, demanding Mr. Moon's resignation. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.